The Maine Ethics Commission could once again rule whether traditional political attacks carried out by an anonymous website attempted to influence an election. This time, the attacks were cloaked as news reports. And earlier this week, the Maine Democratic Party filed a complaint with the Maine Ethics Commission. The complaint alleges, based on discoveries made on the metadata on some photos on the site, that the Maine Republican Party directed the attacks and violated campaign finance laws when it failed to disclose them. Joining us is political correspondent Steve Missler. Steve, can you tell us about this website, the Maine Examiner, that took such a keen interest in the Lewiston mayoral race?
It's an anonymous website that was created a couple of months before Election Day. And at a glance, it appears like a standard news site. You know, there's some non-political stories, a piece about UFOs, an outdoor section, and even a story about things, weird things Mainers do with pumpkins. But the Examiner has a strong interest in politics, both in promoting conservative officials and candidates, and also attacking liberals and Democrats. And this was true in the Lewiston mayoral race, where both the Maine Democratic Party and Maine GOP were actively engaged. The Examiner published a number of negative stories about liberal candidate Ben Chin in that during the run-up to the election, and even obtained emails he sent to members of his campaign. In one of them, Chin says he encountered, quote, a bunch of racists while he was canvassing. And the Examiner published a story saying Chin called Lewiston voters racist, implying that he said all of them were, and when it was clear that he was talking about some. Chin would later blame those emails and the Examiner for his loss.
And is this site run by the Maine GOP?
Well, we don't know for sure. The people running the site have refused to identify themselves, but this is where we get to this metadata business. So metadata is basically a digital fingerprint that's on images and documents posted to a website. It can contain descriptive information about an element, such as a photo, that can make it searchable on the internet, such as and tell something about who authored that photo, and it contains keywords too. So a California man contacted the Sun Journal in Lewiston and told them they had found metadata on multiple photos showing that Jason Savage was the author. And we've confirmed this independently with a metadata search of our own. And this is where the story gets really interesting. Jason Savage is the executive director of the Maine GOP. Now, it's not definitive from the metadata that he actually ran the site and published the stories, but he certainly authored some of the photos, and that in itself raises questions, more questions, about the GOP's ties to the site. Other digital evidence has been uncovered too. All of this is ammunition for the Democrats' ethics complaint. They're arguing that the GOP may have violated campaign finance law by not disclosing its involvement with the site, and that its messaging wasn't journalism, but paid political advertising, which should be disclosed under law.
Steve, it strikes me that all of this occurs during a time when there's a lot of talk about fake news. Is that what this is? And did it play a role in the Lewiston race?
Well, it's hard to say if it's fake news. I mean, there's certainly people who are saying that it is, and that includes the Democrats. But it's worth noting that some of the material that was used by the Maine Examiner was simply spun by political operatives, it would appear, as a political hit. And that's pretty conventional. What makes this different is that they use the veil of a legitimate news organization to carry out that and legitimize the attack. And whether or not it played a role in the outcome is another question. It doesn't really have any – we don't have a lot of evidence to answer it. The dynamics of that race by themselves were not unlike the race that Chin lost in 2015 – when former Mayor Bob McDonald consolidated his support of the conservative candidates who didn't make the runoff, and Chin lost that race just as he lost this one when a similar scenario unfolded.
Maine Public political correspondent Steve Missler. The Maine Republican Party has issued a statement calling the complaint baseless and without merit, but it doesn't deny involvement with the site. It's not clear if the Ethics Committee will investigate, but its next meeting is not until February. You can read more on this story at mainepublic.org.